This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Welcome to the weekend. You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is our co-host for the program, and he's been with us for a number of years now. Say hello to Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. Hello, Joe.
Good afternoon, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us this weekend. And first of all, let's tell our audience once again, for those who are not yet informed, I don't know why they're not, what your company Ripple Connects is all about.
Ripple Connects is the company that I formed 5 years ago to kind of basically formalize this ripple effect networking model that I designed to help people in transition, specifically the laid off Ford workers at the Highland Ford plant. And it was my mentor who encouraged me to develop a tool, because what we were seeing, Freddie, was many people that have been working on Ford Rangers for 20 plus years were discouraged by a lot of the things that they were seeing out there, and things had changed and it was tough to find work based upon their skill sets. So what I encouraged them to do was to reach out to the people that knew them the best. And that wasn't always people that worked with them at Ford, but it could have been their minister, it could have been a neighbor, it could have been someone that they'd volunteered with. And that was kind of the beginning of this model. And since then, I've taught people how to reconnect, go back over bridges that they thought weren't there, and just formalized, obviously, into a company that trains people to do that. We teach people their transferable skills. We teach people how to talk about their relevant accomplishments in an interview, Freddie. And that's not easy for us Minnesotans to talk about ourselves. So we get them very comfortable through various interview practice sessions.
This is about attending a career fair if you're over the age of 40. So I'm just curious, are there really some challenges for someone attending a career fair who's in the second part of their career?
The majority of my topics are firsthand feedback I get from a lot of people that are 40 and up. The career fairs, if you hadn't been to one in a long time, it could be vastly different than what you thought. You obviously look around you and see a lot younger people. So I think going to a career fair over the age of 40 poses some very different challenges for us. And I wanted to bring that out and really bring out a strategy on what to take away from a career fair and how do we take that information and pivot to something actionable.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. We're talking this week about attending a career fair, especially if you're over the age of 40 in the second portion, perhaps, of your career. You just mentioned strategies as we're going through. What are some of the strategies for someone to consider who is thinking about attending a career fair?
Well, one of the things, if you haven't been to one in a long time, there may be a certain amount of anxiety attending a career fair. You may be looking for a job for the first time in a number of years. You're not fresh out of college. I would bring someone with you. If it's a neighbor or someone in your faith organization or someone that may be looking down the road, maybe go with somebody or someone from your jobs group that you're meeting with. Don't go alone. I think the conversational piece, and this is what I'm going to lead up to, at a career fair, it's not so much about asking what jobs are open. A career fair for us people that are 40 plus should be about the conversations of where we are the most marketable, what industries are growing, where are transferable skills. And when you bring someone with you and you can engage, keyword is engage, Freddie, with the recruiters that are going to be there, it's not about asking what jobs are open, but figuring out where you fit in this landscape. And so bring someone with you and bring a conversational tone with you. And that is probably the most straightforward strategy I can recommend for someone over the age of 40 who hasn't been to a career fair in a long time.
Are there some things that you should do when you go to a career fair? I know that for a 40-year-old or someone who's even 50 years old, maybe this is their first one. Is there a certain esprit de corps, a certain protocol that one should follow when they're in the second stage of their career?
I think the fact is that when we approach a job fair, we have that experience level. And we're trying to figure out where we're going to fit in. Do your research before you go. I don't think you want to, you don't necessarily have to go to every booth, because we're not trying to figure out who we are like when we're coming out of college and what's out there. We know what's out there. Do your research beforehand. Figure out who's going to be there. Do your research ahead of time, which company is growing, which company is making some changes to a product line or a service, and then start thinking about talking points for the recruiters. Let's reinforce what we're seeing on the internet with those recruiters. Go there with, I hear that you're expanding into this market, or you're changing your services to this. Go there with a roadmap of who you're going to talk to and what you're going to talk to about, and bring that conversational tone.
That's interesting. We're talking about attending a career fair when you're over the age of 40 with our career expert, Mr. Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. Are there some benefits that are often overlooked when you're attending a career fair, Joe?
The overlooked benefits of a career fair is you get firsthand knowledge of what's going on out there. Someone that tells you that they may be making, moving into this market or looking to add this type of professional. You're going to see who's competing against each other. You cannot find everything online. And that face-to-face interaction with recruiters is probably the best information you can get to take back. And this is where we amplify going to a career fair. It's not one day, Freddie. Yes, the career fair goes for a couple hours in a day. It's getting that business card. It's taking that information back to your network and saying, did you know that this company is moving, you know, growing in this area? Now, that's an overlooked benefit of that information you've got that you can amplify through your network. Do your research. I think everybody that when they're in their 20s, they approach it too straightforward and just say, well, I'm just going to go and apply for this company because I like what I hear. Well, over the age of 40, we already know who we are. We know what we're looking for. I think it's the overlooked benefits of getting that information, Freddie, and what we do with that information next. It's the first step. It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Everybody, this is Joe McKenzie. We're talking about attending a career fair, if you haven't figured that out yet, when you're over the age of 40. So we've talked about a few strategies that one should consider when attending a career fair. We've examined some of the overlooked benefits of attending. What are some final thoughts that you might have to keep in the back of our mind, or maybe even in the forefront as we venture out with the different career fairs that are happening right now as we speak?
Bring a certain amount of curiosity. Over the age of 40, we know what we're looking for the most part. We know what our skills are, but bring that curiosity. It may be where this is the first time you're thinking about yourself in a different light, and go out there and have those conversations with the recruiters out there. Ask good questions. Do your research so you know who's there. Show up early, stay late. Find strategies to have those conversations. Sometimes in the middle of a career fair, can be very busy and you don't get that opportunity to speak to them. Use strategies to have those conversations. That's how I'd approach it. And it's not the end all. Many times companies that are at career fairs are not hiring at that moment. And that's okay, because if we figure out, and I talked about it a couple weeks ago, if it's one company that's not hiring, let's look at their competitors. It may be that industry that's hiring. You might gain that information. So those are my final thoughts, Freddie, for attending a career fair. We're different people than we were when we were 22 at a career fair.
Exactly. And now for more information about career fairs or getting in contact with you, maybe they'd like for you to be their career coach, how can our audience reach out to you?
Easiest way is rippleconnects.com. That's going to allow you to figure out some of my curriculum and how I've helped people. But Freddie, I encourage them to reach out. Give me a call at 763-438-1621. If they have a question, they want me to direct them to some, a simple strategy that you're dealing with as an individual, and everybody's different. It's not easy to attend career fairs, but I encourage them to reach out and I'll give them a tip for the day and help them on their way.
All right. That's Joe McKenzie. He's the founder of Ripple Connects. He connects you to your best future possible, but you also do some other great things at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do, Freddie. We turn candidates into contenders.
And you're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for the important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just a few more of your benefits. Work and jobs, resources to help you stay relevant in the workforce, including the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 and over. Travel, vacation ideas for every budget, plus savings on hotels, car rentals, cruises, and more through the AARP Travel Center powered by Expedia. Health and wellness, online tools like BMI Calculator, 30% off eyeglasses at select retailers, prescription discounts, and free brain health tips. Entertainment and restaurants, savings at Regal Cinemas on event tickets, and discounts at restaurants like Bonefish Grill, Carrabba's, and McCormick and Schmitz. Finances, online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, investment services, advice on savings for education, and much more. How about insurance? There's access to quality auto, dental, home, life, and vision insurance products made available from top companies. You can download the AARP app right now. Download the app for access to daily news, local events, and benefits in our area.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Someone asked if I really do love my Rudy Luther Toyota Sienna as much as I say I do. Well, this week I've got groceries, a Target run, 7 sports practices with carpooling for 4 of them, 2 games, 3 music lessons, 4-H, dance, helping a friend move. We'll also probably have 3 play dates. I'll have to drive to work and I'll have at least 1 weekend family outing. Yes, it's a lot, but I get to do it all in relaxing comfort and style. Yes, I do love my Sienna, and you can fall in love for yourself at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169. With spring here, it's time for the annual Easter brunch buffet at the Park Tavern. Enjoy Easter ham and slow roasted beef, eggs benedict, biscuits and gravy, salads, fruit side, and dessert. Seatings are from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 1st, and reservations are recommended. $20.95 for adults, $14.95 for seniors. Kids are $10.95. 5 and under are free, and don't forget the hour of free bowling with every reservation. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, and at parktavern.net, enjoy a wonderful and easy Easter brunch with your family at the Park Tavern.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to New Beginnings. It's time now for our health and fitness segment of our program. You know, it's easy to spot a health fanatic. That's the one who's jogging down the street on the road wearing tight pants and a heart monitor, then slipping into the house for kale for a superfood infusion. But you don't need to be the neighborhood greyhound or a health food zealot to dramatically slash your risk of heart attack or stroke. You just need to stop making a few common mistakes that can raise your risk of heart disease. The sooner we make a change, the faster we can reverse existing damage and reduce our risk of heart disease, that according to the experts. So our goal here this afternoon is to help to get you onto a new health plan to take care of a healthy you, to take care of your heart. I've got 7 ideas for you to help you to have a healthy heart. Number 1, maybe you sneak a smoke. Heavy smokers know they should quit, and so should occasional smokers. But you might say, I only smoke socially, or just once in a while. Maybe I have a cigar on the golf course, or I switch to vaping, so it's much cleaner and healthier. All of these are not the right answers. Cigarettes, cigars, vaping, all of them have the same degree of risk for your heart, that according to the experts. Nicotine has been shown to tighten coronary arteries. The effect is virtually immediate. And there is no small dose of nicotine. There is no threshold below which you're okay with smoking. That does not exist. Here's the fix. If you stop smoking right now and you don't already have coronary artery disease, within 2 years you can reduce your heart attack risk to what it would have been if you had never smoked. We're looking at 7 ideas to help you to have a healthier heart. Muscle loss as you age is a serious problem, and your heart is the most important muscle of all. Here is a fix. It's recommended 150 minutes a week of exercise, or 30 minutes a day for at least 5 days a week. In 2017, a study showed that people with stable coronary heart disease who increase their habitual physical activity reduced their mortality rate. The greatest benefits are seen in the most sedentary people who finally start moving regularly. Some folks just hate the word exercise, and that's okay. The whole idea is just to move. Get up and get your heart pumping. It won't care if you're at the gym or not. Your heart doesn't know the difference. A large-scale study last year confirmed that any physical activity that gets you breathing hard, whether it's for recreation or not, delivers the same benefit. So we're looking at the 7 ideas. I've given you a couple. How about number 3? You eat an extra cookie. One of the biggest health issues is if you're over 50 is weight creep, gaining a pound or two every year until you tip over into obesity. Science has found that meaningful weight loss comes from mostly from better eating patterns rather than from, say, more exercise. Here is a fix. You shouldn't expect to lose weight from exercise alone. You can erase 500 calories burned from exercise in a few minutes of eating. So the key is eating the right foods. We're talking about the 7 worst things you can do to your heart, but more importantly, we're looking at ways that you can have a more healthier you. We've talked about a couple of things. We've talked about sneaking a smoke. We've talked about skipping a walk. We've talked about what happens when you have that extra cookie. How about if you eat dinner out of a box? Foods that come in boxes and bags are more likely to make you fat and sick than foods you cook yourself. There was a study in the journal Nature that showed that emulsifiers in processed foods can trigger obesity and metabolic syndrome. Here's the fix. An overall healthy eating pattern emphasizes a variety of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, skinless poultry and fish, nuts, and non-tropical vegetable oils. That according to the nutritionist. So the key here is to cook the dinner yourself. Number 5, there are a lot of foods that really seem healthy, but are low in nutritional value. For example, some culprits include granola bars and smoothies loaded with added sugars. Here's the fix. Try to eat a serving of fruits and vegetables with every meal. Yes, including breakfast. Fry some thinly sliced Brussels sprouts with your eggs. Have a healthy salad or vegetable soup for lunch. And make sure there is a side of broccoli with your salmon. For snacks, stir in some fresh berries into a plain cup of yogurt instead of eating that sugary fruit at the bottom. Or scoop hummus with some carrots and celery rather than processed chips. For natural blood pressure control, it's recommended potassium-rich foods such as sweet potatoes, spinach, beets, beans, and yogurt. We're talking about the 7 ideas that you can implement to make sure that you have a healthier you. We're up to number 6 right now. Sometimes stress isn't necessarily a bad thing, but chronic stress can put your health at risk. One result, elevated blood pressure. Plus, according to a recent study, more than 2,500 people who are 54 years old and older, chronic stress is associated with obesity. Here's the fix. Anti-stress techniques are really prevalent. For example, exercise, meditation, yoga, tai chi, enjoying nature, and even creative hobbies can all help dial down your stress reaction. But one key to understanding stress is that in the end, it's how you react to it that makes all the difference. From that point of view, a big part of the remedy of stress is just asking yourself, why am I so stressed about this? And then finally, in the 7 things that we can do to make sure that we have a healthier you is to not overdrink. There are a number of studies that say that a modest amount of alcohol, daily or weekly, is reasonable and might be protective of your heart. But how do we measure protective benefits on an individual basis? And here's the really hard part. Are people disciplined enough to keep it modest? I think so, because modest shakes out to 1 drink per day for women and 2 drinks for men. Now, if you can do that, the experts say that you're probably okay. But if you can't, the evidence suggests that no alcohol at all is better for your heart than having too much. We've just discussed the 7 things that you can do for your heart and in general have a healthier you. I'm Freddie Bell, and you're listening to New Beginnings, which continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Now here's something that I thought you might like. It may not be E equals MC squared, but it's about as close as to a formula that you're going to find on the matters of human existence. A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of happiness combined with constant restlessness. That's what Albert Einstein jotted on hotel stationery and gave to a bellhop in lieu of a tip. The note and another less genius piece of advice, where there's a will, there's a way, recently sold at an auction for a combined $1.8 million. That's right. The physicist was on a lecture tour in Japan in 1922. At Tokyo's Imperial Hotel, a bellhop delivered a message to his room. Einstein fished for coins, came up empty, and offered a couple of notes as gratuity, suggesting that someday they might be valuable. You don't have to be a nuclear scientist to know that he was right. A relative of the bellhop brought the notes, written in German and bearing Einstein's signature, to an auction house in Jerusalem, which predicted winning prices of under $10,000. The final bids were quite hair-raising. $1.8 million? I would say so.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
If you're like a lot of folks this time of year, you're hearing the tax clock ticking down, and it gets a little faster every day. But don't make a bad choice by picking tax preparation in a hurry. Call Moe's Tax Service in St. Paul, 612-721-2026. Preparing personal and business taxes since 1971, their team of trained tax professionals will guide you through the process with peace of mind. 612-721-2026 or moestax.com. That's Moe's Tax Service. They work for you, not the IRS.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be snowy with half an inch possible, highs near 28. Tonight, mostly clear with low around 11. Sunday, sunny with a high near 34. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 21. Monday, a 70% chance of snow with highs near 35. EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Milda's Cafe, a family-owned restaurant featuring home-cooked style breakfast and lunch with hot dish specials every day. Located at 1720 Glenwood Avenue in Minneapolis, just east of Bend.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to New Beginnings, and I'm Freddie Bell. So excited that you're with us. And we're equally excited to bring in Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me here.
I'm so excited. You've taken us on an 11-week journey talking about the element of resolution. And we haven't spoken directly about hypnosis. So can you share with our audience, from the work that you do, what is hypnosis from this perspective, your perspective?
From my perspective, hypnosis is just another tool. So if we think of hypnosis as a gateway to the subconscious mind has a number of ways that it learns. It learns, for example, by repetition. If you do something often enough, the subconscious mind is going to pay attention and say, I don't want to exert energy relearning this with my conscious mind every single time I do it. So I'm going to get really good at doing it automatically. Think of driving. When you first learn how to drive, it's really difficult. It's really weird. And then at some point, it just becomes second nature, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, that's because your subconscious mind is actually the thing that is driving the car. You're no longer doing it consciously. Another way the subconscious mind takes in information and learns is through people of authority. So those people of authority could be your parents. Look at how many times the doctor says something and you actually experience the symptom that he told you you may experience. Doctors are notorious for handing out suggestions, as are teachers as well. So if you ever had a teacher tell you you were smart or tell you you were not smart, you tend to believe those people more. The subconscious mind learns through emotional experiences. It does not determine whether they are good or bad emotional experiences. They're just emotional experiences. And that carries more weight and will become a belief system. And all desire for a peer group, desire for identity, knowing who you are, how you have to behave in your corner of the world, in your group of people, in your tribe, is another way that the subconscious mind learns. And the fifth way is through hypnosis. So it's just another tool for your mind, your subconscious mind, to learn.
You've told us that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. How can we accept our own messages to change our lives for the better?
Paying attention to your self-dialogue, number one. I mean, really think about the words and what you're telling yourself on a day-to-day basis. And all of those things go back to your belief system that was formed at a very, very young age. Mm-hmm. And again, left unchecked, left unquestioned, that is how we continue to see the world until you start really looking at it and deciding whether these things still serve you or not. Interestingly enough, the subconscious mind does not think. It only reacts. Your conscious mind thinks. You can make a choice. You can look at something. You can analyze something. You can think it's good or it's bad. The subconscious mind doesn't do that. It just reacts. And so using hypnosis as a tool to go in and unravel those old, unbeneficial beliefs that no longer serve you, and then to instill, and that's the more important work, mm-hmm. because whatever belief, it's going to keep running the same belief until it has something better to run. Just like an update on a computer.
Uh-huh. And we all need updates every now and then.
Absolutely, we do.
That's Kelly Von Hanekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, and this is New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As we continue this weekend on New Beginnings, let's talk about the caregivers in our audience and how to avoid some of the economic pitfalls of caring for our loved ones. It's important to be considerate, but also we have to be smart in protecting our own money. There are at least five key steps in making sure that we're protecting our economic base. Number one is to calculate the gap. This is the average cost of a full-time home health aide, and we know right now that that's about $49,000 a year. A semi-private room in a nursing home is $86,000. So are you thinking that you and your parents won't need long-term care? So do 63% of people over 50, yet 70% will. That's a clear disconnect. So ask your parents about the size of their nest egg, how quickly they're spending it, whether they have long-term care insurance, and how much equity they have in their homes. If they won't discuss it, a compassionate financial advisor may be able to bring you both together. Compare your parents' assets against their projected expenses, and you have a gap. Number two, we're giving you some ideas on how to avoid the economic pitfalls of caring for your loved ones. Number two, figure out how to fill the gap without bankrupting yourself and your family. Look for some free resources. Go to benefitscheckup.org, which is set up by the National Council on Aging, and there you can learn about the federal, state, and private benefit programs that could apply to your charge. Then make a budget for what you can contribute physically and in dollars. Shockingly, 50% of caregivers don't track what they're spending. And then ask your brothers and your sisters what they can do to pitch in. Just because you're delivering the care doesn't mean that you have to foot the entire bill. Every dollar that you don't spend can be put away for the future, so you don't perpetuate this cycle with your children. Step number three, if a gap still does remain, consider Medicaid. An unmarried parent may need to spend down assets to qualify. Nursing home residents can have only a couple of thousand dollars in countable assets in most states. If your parents are married, it's more complicated. In general, the healthy spouse can keep one half of the assets, up to $120,900, and that's not including the house. Call an elder law attorney for some help. You can always locate a lawyer through elderlawanswers.com. That's elderlawanswers.com or naela.org, the site of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. Those two websites again, elderlawanswers.com or naela.org. Number four in our steps of avoiding the economic pitfalls of caregiving is that regardless of the gap, look into getting paid. Two government programs, one from Veterans Affairs, the other from Medicaid. They offer additional financial support that can be used to pay family caregivers. If your parent is a veteran or a spouse of one who served at least 90 days of active duty with at least one day during a period of war, check out what the VA has to offer. Now, understand that waiting lists for some Medicaid programs are so long you might not ever see the money. And then have your parents pay you if assets are available. But first talk to an elder law attorney about drawing up a contract. This document could answer questions such as, is the child going to quit a job to provide the care? And how many hours a day is the child supposed to be providing the care? It's crucial to do this in a way that doesn't jeopardize Medicaid eligibility, which is why you want to involve a lawyer, preferably in the community where your parents live. And then our final step is to protect your own earning ability. If you're in mid-career, it's very challenging to leave a job for caregiving and then step back into the workforce at the same salary. Sometimes physically caring for a loved one may seem to be your only option, but it may make more sense to continue to work while supporting someone else who provides the care. It can also be a good idea to ask for more flexibility from your employer. Given that it costs 6 to 9 months' salary to replace a management-level employee, it's not surprising that many employers believe it's less expensive to make an accommodation. If you say to your employer, for example, "I'm a family caregiver," it's not as taboo as it was 5 or even 10 years ago. Just some ideas to help you to avoid the economic pitfalls of caregiving on New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and we've got more coming up right now. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Ever wish that you could right a wrong or correct a mistake by having the chance to do something over? That gives you a fresh start. That's our point of focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
The truth is that every day can be a new beginning or a fresh start. Every day you have a new opportunity to mold into something fulfilling. You have the time, a fresh 24 hours, and the capability to do all there is needed to be done. Every relationship is renewed as you contribute more understanding and more gentleness to the situation. Even routine responsibilities begin to hold your interest as you acknowledge that whatever you do your very best. Make a fresh start emotionally, physically, and spiritually, and declare and follow through on that truth that every day is a new beginning or a fresh start. That's our point of focus. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
As with their Eat Street sister on Nicollet Avenue, the Bad Waitress at 700 Central and Northeast is committed to working with local purveyors and serving organic food whenever possible. But the Northeast location is a bit more grown up. This finer diner has a full bar serving craft cocktails and a brand new inventive dinner menu, including the chicken and waffle, with roasted half chicken, bourbon pickled jalapeno corn waffle, and a roasted poblano gravy. Check out the Northeast menu at thebadwaitress.com.
As a family-owned business, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Twin Cities since 1930. A new furnace or air conditioner from Standard Heating and Air can lower your monthly utility bills, administer more consistent temperatures, and even improve indoor air quality, making your home safer and healthier for the whole family. The average heating and cooling system lasts 15 to 20 years. So if yours is on its last legs, call Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
I want to begin with this little story I love. A story about a man named Edward Bach. At the turn of the 20th century, he traveled from America to Europe. He was fascinated by the English nightingale and the beauty of its song. So being a good American, he thought, well, I'll just buy a bunch of nightingales. And so he brought back to America 100 nightingales. But slowly, day by day, they all died. One by one, for they were not suited to the climate. But one morning, after his period of grieving over what had happened, he got up and early in the morning, he heard the beautiful nightingale's song. Bewildered, he went outside and discovered that one of our American mockingbirds was mimicking the sound of the nightingale. The nightingale's song lived on in a new form, sang by the mockingbird. I thought it was such a beautiful story, because you can imagine his disappointment, his grief, perhaps even guilt, that he brought these beautiful birds to America, not thinking that they wouldn't be able to survive in the climate and that they would all die. But yet, through the grace of spirit, another bird took up the song. In Charles Fillmore's book, Keep a True Lent, our classic study for the Easter season, he described the essence of the Easter experience. Easter is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. Its inner meaning and spiritual significance is the awakening and raising to spiritual consciousness of the I Am, the truth within the individual, which may have been dead in trespass or error and buried in the tomb of materiality. Christ and Jesus declared, I came that they may have life and may have it abundantly. The resurrection is the raising up of the whole human being, spirit, soul, and body, into the Christ consciousness of life and wholeness. This Jesus did. The tomb could not hold his redeemed body of light. Resurrection is accomplished by the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. This time of Easter, in hearing the gospel accounts, and certainly holding in our heart and imagination the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which our co-founders in Unity, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, always referred to as the Great Demonstration. The Great Demonstration of Life over Death. But as truth students, each one of us following our own path of life, at some time we must bring this home. What does this mean to me? Now, in religion and in Christian tradition, we can look at the theology of the resurrection and say, well, this is what happened in ultimate truth in Jesus Christ. But our tradition in unity is always to see, what does this truth mean to me? How does it reveal itself in me? Charles Fillmore once described the unity work as grasping the truths, you may say the theology, the truths of Christianity, and then proving them. And then proving them. That is why Charles settled, after many experiments, coming up with names for this work. Of course, certainly the central name is unity, to see the unity of spirit at work in all things. But he also used the term practical Christianity. Practical Christianity. Well, I happened to find working in the Founders Church in Kansas City, I had the benefit of having the archives in my office, and I could go back and sneak around and look at these very old papers from the beginning of the 20th century and some of the writings, which were sometimes startling because Mr. Fillmore liked to write with I think they might call it a cray paw. It was a kind of a oil crayon. And he would write in big, bold scripts because he wanted his statements, his affirmations to be big and powerful. So I found some little designs for some old letterhead. And it said, Unity Society of Practical Christianity. Practical Christianity for practicing Christians. And he kept playing over and over with this word practical. Myrtle Fillmore would often remind people who turned to her for advice that it was not so important to grasp it all at once. She had a woman write to her and say, Mrs. Fillmore, it must be wonderful to be you because you know it all. You know all of Unity's teachings and you're so wise. And she wrote back, my dear, you can't possibly know what it is like to be me. But what's important is you and that you practice. Demonstrate was a word that they liked. That you demonstrate the truth that you know. You put it to work here, now. So in our practical Christianity, we look at the resurrection story. And we may say, what does that mean here now? Well, in the most exalted, highest sense, I believe it means what Cora Fillmore, who was Charles' second wife, Cora Fillmore wrote a wonderful affirmation in a book she wrote entitled Christ Enthroned in Man. It was a part of her way to help people study the 12 powers that Charles Fillmore had written about, but she wrote meditations upon them to help people get a grasp of them. And each chapter would start out with an affirmation that begins, Jesus Christ is now here, raising me to his consciousness of eternal life, his consciousness of wisdom, of love.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.